looks like we're going to turn the mic on for Hannah, who has a couple of words for us here this evening. What do you say, Hannah?
Play ball!
Good evening and a welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game three of this six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The Quakes are the single affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, while your Rawhide, the single affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. On the mound today, you see him right there as Yosker Pimentel. Pimentel has become the Thursday night starter, which means he is wearing the Toros jersey. Every Thursday, the Rawhide become Los Toros de Visalia. The black Toros jersey that says Visalia in light blue and white and red, and the numbers are in light blue and red. Rawhide usually wear the Toros hat, the blue Toros hat, but today they elected to wear the black traditional Rawhide hat with the red V. And black socks if they have their socks showing. Again, Yosker Pimentel on the mound for the Rawhide. And here's the starting lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Leading off at second base is Wilman Diaz, followed by the center fielder Dylan Campbell. Then Josue De Paula in the cleanup spot. It's Joe Vetrano, followed by the designated hitter Jesus Galiz. Batting sixth is Luis Rodriguez, then Ryan Doncone. Batting eighth is Simon Reed, and batting ninth is Sam Mongelli. All right, we are ready for first pitch. A few minutes behind schedule, 6:33 local time here in Visalia, California. First pitch from Pimentel is fouled off by Wilman Diaz.
Golden Valley Painting. Painted the corners with ease since 2002.
Diaz batting 344 this season. Yesterday, he went 1-for-4. Oh-1, high and in. Infield is shading to the right against Diaz and the pitch. Popped up towards left center field. Center fielder Drew Jones goes back and makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out of the inning. All right, first pitch weather here in Visalia, 103 degrees, a little bit warmer than yesterday. The temperature in the booth, we are at 103 as well. At least it's not warmer than what it is outside. First pitch to Campbell is a strike on the outside corner. A lot of sunlight on the playing surface, no clouds in the sky, as you can see if you're with us on Bally Live. 0-1 is fouled off right side. 0-2 count, one down.
Broken windows, it's Mission Glassworks, 747-2000.
Shadow slowly taking over the field from the first base side. That's where the sun sets. 0-2 fouled off into the netting. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Jabril Jeter Abdullah. And on the bases is Alex Shears today. Catching for Pimentel, Kenny Castillo. At third base, Jose Fernandez. The shortstop is Yonsel Luis. Second baseman, Kevin Sim. The pitch, slow ground ball to the third baseman. Fernandez has it, drops it, picks it up. The throw to first is not in time. A slower runner, and Fernandez still would have been able to get him. It was a good job keeping his momentum going and being able to barehand it cleanly. But that one bobble allowed Campbell to reach. I think if he fielded it cleanly, it would have been an out. So it is an error on Jose Fernandez. That's the first error of the day. Runner on first. One away is Josue De Paula. Bats on the left side. Takes the ball low and in. Nice stop by Castillo. One oh count, one away. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Finishing off the defensive alignment for the Rawhide. Again, it is Kevin Sim at second. At first, Gavin Contasello And then from left to right, Anderson Rojas, Drew Jones, and Alvin Guzman. 1-1. Off-speed pitch in there for a strike, clocked in at 82 miles an hour. Infield shading to the right. They are at double play. Depth pickoff attempt at first. It was close, but Conticello couldn't hold on to it. I think he would have been safe even if Conticello had the ball in his glove. Series is tied up at one. The pitch misses out ball two. In game one, the Quakes defeated the Rawhide, but yesterday the Rawhide came out on top. They won 3-2. Was a close ball game the whole time. Gavin Conticello, the first baseman today for the Rawhide, he was the DH, and he drove in all three runs. The pitch, a little outside, maybe high, ball three. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Payoff pitch, Campbell takes off. The pitch is ball four, so the throw to second does not matter. The umpire on the bases, Alex Shears, called him out, so it would have been an out, but because of the walk, he is now called safe, and D. Gardner is out to have a conversation with Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. And Gardner back to the third base dugout. Not really much to argue there, except maybe, quite frankly, the balls and strikes being called behind the plate. One down, runners on first and second. And it is Joe Ventrano, the cleanup batter, at the plate. The pitch is low and in. Runner on second is Campbell. He reached on the error. On first is DePaula, who just walked. Pimentel 3-3 this season. The pitch is a strike in the inside corner. 3-3 with a 6.03 ERA. One-one, fouled off. Pimentel, 21 years old, originally from the Dominican Republic. He will turn 22 in November this year. Signed as a free agent in 2018 by the D-backs. 6'2", 170 pounds. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch from Pimentel. Line towards left center field, lands for a base hit. Rojas picks it up. Campbell being waved around to score. He scores easily. 1-0, the Quakes lead. DePaula advances to second. Ventrano standing on first with his 15th RBI of the year.
And to play for the Quakes, designated hitter number 44, Jesus Galiz.
The designated hitter, Jesus Galiz, bats from the right side. But first, Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, will come have a conversation with Pimentel on the mound. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. This is Pimentel's 9th start of the season for the Rawhide. Last week, he took the loss against the Storm. He gave up 2 earned runs off of 3 hits and 1 walk through 4 2/3 innings. All right, we are ready for the designated hitter, Galiz. Runners on first and second, one away. Pimentel delivers. It's a strike on the inside corner. Infield shading to the left. Double play depth still. The pitch is low and outside. One, one. Little high ball two. Pimentel has thrown 34 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 33, walking 18. He had an amazing performance on August 3rd here. The pitch is fouled off. Count is now 2-2. And that was his last appearance here at Valley Strong Ballpark, August 3rd against the Stockton Ports. I mean, he looked like a Cy Young winner that day. Six scoreless innings. He did give up five hits, did not walk anyone, and he struck out 14 batters. The pitch popped up. First base side foul territory. Castillo gives chase, but it lands in the stands.
Ladies and gentlemen, that ball in the Guia Health Grandstands. That is a 4-7 surprise ball. Take it to the Ballas Cover Team Store. Keep the baseball. Get a free sandwich.
For those of you who are as bad as math as I am, those 14 strikeouts, that means 14 strikeouts for the 18 outs that he had. That was 2 weeks ago. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Galiz, I thought he foul tipped it, but no, it was a swing and a miss. Galiz strikes out for the second out of the inning. That's the first strikeout of the day for Pimentel. Brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Two away now. First pitch to Luis Rodriguez is swung on and missed. Runner on second still, Josue De Paula on first, Joe Ventrano. 1-0, the Quakes lead in the first. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Remember, it is a Jueves de Toros. Toros Thursday here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide wearing their Toros jerseys while the Quakes are wearing the traditional all gray road unis. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Back-to-back K's for Pimentel. But a run does score for the Quakes. They score first. 1-0. Into the bottom of the first we go. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Business owners have questions.
Should I finance now or wait till rates go down?
Peter, I can't see you.
Low quality gasoline. It can leave deposits on your car's vital engine part.
Hey, Ari, why don't we chat about your lending options?
Deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Moving to the bottom of the first inning, leading off for Los Toros.
Rawhide Trail 1-0. Bottom of the first inning, Jared Karros is the pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. First pitch to Yonza Luis is swung on, ground ball through first base side, down the right field corner. Luis rounds first, thinks about second, but a great job by DePaula to get it before it went into the corner. Bouncing ground ball by the diving first baseman, Ventrano. And again, usually when a ball's hit down the first base line like that, it goes all the way into the bullpen, and with Luis's speed, That probably would have been not only a double, but possibly a triple. But Josue DePaula gets over there in plenty of time. It is a leadoff single for Yancel Luis, and it is the first hit of the day. Brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Here's Drew Jones batting from the right side. The pitch is high and in, ball one. Jones, the center fielder. Due up after him is Gavin Contasello. In the cleanup spot, Kevin Sim, followed by Jose Fernandez, Alvin Guzman, Anderson Rojas, Kenny Castillo, and Raquelman Cabral, who is the DH. Pitch to Jones is fouled off. Count is 1-1. Luis has 2 stolen bases in 3 attempts this season. Caro sets. 1-1 is fouled off into the netting. One, two. Little outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Catching for Caros today is Simon Reed. Third baseman, Ryan Doncon. Shortstop, Sam Mongelli. Second baseman, Wilman Diaz. And at first, it's Joe Vintrano. Luis takes off the pitch, misses the throw to second, though, and plenty of time to get Luis. And it was ball three, so full count. 1 down now, and the bases are clear. A great throw from Simon Reed, my goodness. I mean, a perfect throw. That was Diaz receiving at the second baseman. He didn't have to move his glove at all. Just make the catch and hold it right there for the tag. And the pitch to Jones misses for ball 4. 1-out walk given up. Gavin Contasello bats from the left side, 1 down. Jones does not have a stolen base this season. I'm going to double check that, as I definitely copied it down from the staff, so I want to make sure that I did see that right. He hasn't had that many games of the Rawhide. It's only his 12th game because of him being injured so early on in the year. And yes, no stolen bases, no attempts even this year. Pitch to Contasello is swung on and missed, strike 1. Contasello, the hero yesterday. He had his 14th home run of the year. That was in the first inning. Then he also drove in the 3rd run of the game for the Rawhide. Drove in all 3 runs. 0-1. Foul tipped into the glove of the catcher, Reed. Finishing up the defensive alignment for the Quakes. In left field, Luis Rodriguez. Center fielder, Dylan Campbell. And in right field, it's Josue DePaula. 0-2. Outside, ball 1. Quiros is 2-4 this season. A 4.68 ERA. 1-2, high and out. There's a breaking ball that missed high. Carlson in his 15th start of the year, 18th appearance. 3rd start and 4th time facing the Rawhide. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 down. Here's the pitch. It's swung on and grounded foul on the first base side. Against the Rawhide, he has been really good. Caros 1-0 with a 1.46 ERA. He allowed just 2 runs on 6 hits over 12 innings. Two, 2-2. Outside ball 3. Full count, 1 down. We'll see if Jones takes off on this pitch. He has plenty of speed. Carroll sets. 3-2. Grounded foul yet again. Carroll's had a tough luck loss last week. He allowed 2 runs on 2 hits in 4 innings to Inland Empire. That was on August 11th and ended up coming up with the loss. Just a day that the Quakes cannot give him any run support. Quakes have had a bit of a rough August. Pickoff attempt at first. Jones back safely diving. Overall, the Quakes were 4-10 in their first 14 games in August. And they're batting just .236 this month. Their overall this season is .250. Pitch is fouled off. Jones was off on that pitch, but it'll go back as it was fouled off down the left field side. So again, this season the Quakes are batting .250, but here in the month of August, .236. Carroll's drafted in the 16th round last year by the Dodgers out of UCLA. 3-2, outside ball 4. Back-to-back walks given up by Carroll. Runners are on first and second. 1 down, and Kevin Sim, the cleanup batter, steps to the plate.
Now batting, second baseman Kevin Sim.
Infield still at double play depth, and the pitch to Sim misses high. Runner on second is Drew Jones. On first, Gavin Conticello. Jones, of course, has plenty of speed. There's a gap down the left field side as the catcher, Reed, goes out to have a conversation with Carroll. So now the pitching coach trots out as well. So where the left fielder, Luis Rodriguez, is standing, he's a little bit further towards left center than what I think I'm used to seeing. So a big gap in down the line, and then there's a gap in right center field as well. Center fielder Campbell not shading one way or the other. Meeting on the mound is over. We are ready for the 1-0 to Kevin Sim. Sim batting .333 this season. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop flips to second, on to first. An inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. Rawhide threatened, unable to capitalize. They trail by 1. Second inning coming up. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
Top of the second inning. First pitch swinging is Ryan Doncon, and it's fouled off. On the first base side, out of play. Yosker Pimentel is back on the mound. 1-0. Fouled off again. The pitch is drilled down the left field side, hooking. Foul. Plenty of distance, but a little foul. One, two misses low, two balls and two strikes. Two, two. Foul tipped into the glove of Castillo. He holds on for strike three. Strikeout number three of the day for Pimentel. Actually, his third consecutive strikeout. Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. One away and nobody on. The catcher, Simon Reed, bats from the left side. He was the DH yesterday. Pitch to Pimentel. From Pimentel is a strike on the outside corner. Pimentel started out the year in the Arizona Complex League. He pitched in one game there before joining the Rawhide in mid-June. The pitch misses low in the dirt. His Cal League debut was against the Modesto Nuts here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Pitch is a strike. Count is 1-2. This is the second time that he's facing the Quakes. He pitched against the Quakes on July 3rd at Lone Mart Field and earned his first win in the Cal League through five innings, three runs off of five hits. The pitch is low. He also walked three batters while striking out one. Here's the pitch. It is a little outside, ball three. Pimentel in his fourth professional season, the first time in the Cal League. 3-2. Outside, ball four. Second walk given up by Pimentel. Runner on first, one away as now the number nine batter, Sam Mongelli, comes to the plate.
Number 15, Sam Mongelli.
Pitch to Mongelli is a strike on the inside corner. Oh, 1. Fouled off. Reed does not have a stolen base attempt. Infield at double play depth, shading slightly to the left. Mentioned already, it is Jueves de Toros, Toros Thursday here at Valley Strong Ballpark. A part of every single Thursday is also a Thirsty Thursday deal. 0-2. Low in the dirt, nice stop by Castillo, and now they have Reed caught between first and second. Reed commits to second, Castillo throws there, and he's out. The pitch was low in the dirt. I think Reed thought it was going to get by Castillo. He took too much of a secondary lead. Realized he was just lost in the middle there, committed to second, and Castillo, a nice throw to second, gets him out easily. Two away now, nobody on. It is a 1-2 count. The pitch, little out. So those Thirsty Thursday deals, $2 draft, Modelo and Estrella Jalisco, The pitch is low on the dirt ball, 3. And those $2 draft beers are through the end of the fourth inning, from gates open till the end of the fourth. And then we also have $5 margaritas and $5 micheladas, and that's throughout the entire game until we stop serving alcohol. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Pimentel steps and delivers. Popped up right on the mound. Pimentel's underneath it, and he makes the catch to end the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work despite the walk. Rawhide trail by 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Third baseman, Jose Fernandez.
Rawhide trail by 1. Bottom of the second inning, Jose Fernandez takes a strike on the outside corner. Jared Karros is back on the mound. Here's the pitch. It swung on and missed. Strike 2. Karros had a fantastic month of May. He was actually the Cal League Pitcher of the Month. Was 1-0 that month with a 1.40 ERA. 0-2. Lined into left field. Rodriguez comes in, lands in front of him for a base hit. Second straight inning, the Rawhide have the leadoff man on. Alvin Guzman now comes to the plate. Runner on first. Nobody out. As I mentioned, Karros was drafted by the Dodgers in the 16th round last year out of UCLA. It's only fitting that he would go to the Dodgers. The pitch, she squares to bunt, but it's fouled off. So Karros originally, of course, he went to UCLA. He's from the L.A. area, from Manhattan Beach, California. And his father is Eric Karros, former Dodger in 1992, National League Rookie of the Year. So, again, only fitting that Karros becomes a Dodger, or in this case, a Rancho Cucamonga Quake. 0-1, Guzman squares to bunt again, pulls back, it's a ball. And Manhattan Beach, actually very close to where I grew up. In fact, they're essentially identical towns. Hermosa Beach, right next to Manhattan. He went to MiraCosta High School, which was the public school that, or is the public school that high schoolers in Manhattan Beach and Hermosa Beach both attend. The 1-1 is fouled off into the netting. Now, I'm a little older than Jared. I graduated high school in 2014, so even if I went to MiraCosta, I probably would have missed him. but I ended up going to the private Catholic school instead, Bishop Montgomery High School in Torrance, California, just one town over from Manhattan. 1-2 to Guzman is foul tipped. Count is 1-2. Now, the reason I went to Bishop was I was convinced I was not going to make the softball team at MiraCosta. They have very good diamond sports there. Their softball team and baseball team, both really good. In hindsight, I probably would have made the team just fine and continued to play in college like I did, but there was a little anxiety surrounding that. The 1-2 is swung on, grounded foul down the third base side. And the reason why I tell you that is Hermosa and Manhattan athletes are fairly well known, go on to play a lot of collegiate sports, professional sports. Good example is Jared Karros. Another is Josh Rosen. I don't believe he's playing in the NFL still, but he's from Manhattan Beach, went to St. John Bosco, a private school in Southern California. 1-2, missing high ball two, but Rosen went to UCLA, played football there. I think he was drafted by the Dolphins. That sounds right. Might be wrong on which team he was drafted by. 2-2 count. Jerry Caro sets. It's a pickoff attempt at first, and Fernandez is called out at first base. Successful pickoff attempt. D. Gardner is now having a conversation with Alex Shears, and D. cannot believe it. So, bases are empty. Now one down for Guzman, two balls and two strikes. D still having a conversation with Alex Shears. All right, we are ready for Guzman, two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Hard ground ball to the shortstop. Mongelli backhands the throw to first is airmailed over the first baseman's head. Guzman is safe. Runner on first again, one down now. And Guzman has a lot of speed, 28 stolen bases this season. It will be an error on the shortstop. First error of the day for the Quakes, second one of this ballgame. Anderson Rojas, the left fielder, now bats on the left side. Rojas batting 254 this year. 1-0 ball game, the Quakes lead, and the pitch misses very high, ball one. Popped up into left field. Rodriguez going back towards the corner. He's in front of the warning track where he holds up and makes the catch. Guzman goes back to first base. Two away. Runner on first for the catcher, Kenny Castillo.
Del Valle is the catcher, number 23, Kenny Castillo.
Another pickoff attempt at first. Guzman back safely diving. Now, seeing where Vetrano receives the ball when he's at first for a pickoff attempt, I can see why D was upset. He kind of comes up, and the only place he tags is kind of by the feet, by the legs. Here's the pitch. It is swung on and missed, strike one. Now, I'm not saying that Shears had the wrong call. It was really too close for me to tell, but I can see where D gets frustrated, where, you know, he sees the hand coming in quickly, and Vetrano puts a tag down by the feet area. Really difficult way for an umpire to see that. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-2. Now, of course, I'm very aware that you can tag any part of the body, and it's still an out, but I can see where from D's vantage point is where he's standing. A little more difficult to tell there. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Castillo strikes out on three pitches, two ends the inning. Rawhide Strand a runner on first, and they still trail by one. Top of the third coming up. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Diaz leads off the third inning for the Quakes. Pimentel back on the mound. He swung and missed at the first pitch. Now the 0-1 is fouled off first base side, out of play. Pimentel delivers. The 0-2 is swung on and missed strike three. Apparently it was in the dirt. Castillo didn't realize it, but the home plate umpire, Jeter Abdullah, indicated that he needed to throw down to first base, and he did successfully for the first down. It is a strikeout, strikeout number four of the day for Pimentel. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. One down. Nobody on for Dylan Campbell. He hit the ground ball to third, the very slow hit ground ball to the third baseman, Fernandez. The pitch is swung on. A flare into shallow left field. Rojas misstepped for a split second. He's able to recover and make the catch for the second out of the inning. Now, I'm not sure if he took a wrong step. It looked like he kind of lost his footing for a second. It could have also just been a very late delay because of the sun in his eyes. See, right there was when he finally started coming in. But remember, the sun sets behind the first base grandstand, so the shortstop and left fielder right now dealing with a lot of sun. The pitch misses outside to Josue de Paula. One oh count, and the pitch is low, ball two. Two oh. There's a strike in the low outside corner. Two one misses, ball three. DePaula has already drawn a walk today. Pimentel has walked two batters through his two innings of work. 1-0 ball game in the top of the third. The pitch is a strike. I'm sorry, I thought that was a strike. Did he not say strike? I heard him say something. I agree, it was a ball. I just heard Jeter Abdullah say something. I assumed he said strike, but I forget that he actually does say ball out loud. Some umpires don't do that. So it's a two out walk, third walk given up by Pimentel. The pitch is swung on and missed by Joe Ventrano. So just a little thrown off there, even though I've broadcasted plenty of games with Jeter Abdullah behind home plate. Pickoff attempt at first, and DePaula's back safely diving. 0-1 count, two down to Vetrano with the runner on first. Pitch is low. Infield shading to the right, 1-1 count. The pitch. Low ball two. Glove at the belt. Pimentel checks the runner. Now delivers. Ball three. The throw down to first is not in time. Three, one count, and the pitch. Misses low, ball four, back-to-back walks. And Kenny Castillo calls for time. He'll go out to have a quick conversation with Pimentel. Close pitch there. It feels like Jeter Abdullah, a little bit of a smaller strike zone than what I've seen from him in the past. Two outs, runners on first and second. And the only reason why I feel confident saying that is I'm right next to the voice of the Quakes, Mike Linscog, and him and I have kind of glanced over at each other saying, did you think that was a ball too? No, I don't think that was a ball. One of those just looking at each other to make sure we're not going crazy or both on the same page. Lights are on now at Valley Strong Ballpark. Two outs, runners on first and second. The pitch misses low. Ball one. Well, no roster moves for the Rawhide today. Yesterday, they added two players, Jeremiah Boyd and Alec Baker. 1-0, misses in ball two. No roster moves for the Quakes, but they do not have 30 active players. They now have 29 active players, and that's because Liam Doolin starts his 10-game suspension today. If you're with us in game one, he was ejected for having, I believe, illegal substance, sticky substance, if you will. The pitch is swung on, ground ball up the middle. Luis hits it with his glove. He keeps it in the infield, but can't field it cleanly. Should be an infield single for Vetrano. And it is an infield single, just the second hit of the day for the Quakes. Bases loaded now.
Luis Rodriguez.
And I beg your pardon, that was Jesus Galiz, who had the single up the middle. Ventrano's on second. He walked. DePaula's on third. He also walked. Luis Rodriguez steps to the plate, and he swings and fouls off the pitch. Count is 0-1. So going back on Tuesday, Doolin was ejected for an illegal substance, and I believe it was just basically too much sticky stuff in his glove, from my understanding. And how that works is it's a 10-game suspension. And you cannot add another player to the roster. So for 10 games, the Quakes need to work with only 29 players. Where that really hurts them is with the pitchers. 0-1 is swung on and missed. Strike two. Remember, at this level of single A, pitchers are held to a very, very strict pitch count. So once you hit it, you are not going any further. And if you're a starter, you are in the starting rotation, a 5 or 6 game rotation, and that's it. You are not coming in any other day. If you pitch one day, you're off at least another day if you're in the bullpen. The 0-2, ground ball up the middle. Luis has it this time. He tries to tag second. The slide to second is in time. My goodness, Luis sliding into second. The slide beats Jesus Galiz. John Shoemaker, the manager, comes out to argue with Alex Shears. It's been a rough day for the umpires today. My goodness. We're going into the bottom of the third. Rawhide still trailed by one. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
A party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
So there's that replay at second, really close to see. First pitch swinging, Raquelman Cabral, deep fly ball to center field. Campbell goes back. He stops in front of the warning track and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Jared Karros here in the bottom of the third as the Rawhide trail 1-0. Now the top of the order, Yonsel Luis steps to the plate. One down, nobody on. It's so close. Alex Shears calling him out there. I personally don't like that Luis tried to go to second on that as Luis takes a strike on the outside corner. But I'll be honest with you, I was not looking at how close the play would have been at first. Just had to make it a little difficult on himself. 0-1. Swung on and missed for strike two. 0-2 count. Luis singled into right field in his first at-bat. It was a ground ball down the first base side by the diving first baseman, Vetrano. 0-2, outside ball one. Still sunshine going from second base out to left center field. The 1-2, line towards right. DePaula comes over and makes the catch. Two away. Two away, nobody on for the center fielder, Drew Jones. Rawhide trail 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Infield shading slightly to the right. The pitch is a little outside. They're not really shifting one way or the other in a uniform manner. The left side of the infield is slightly more up the middle. Really, it's more the third baseman in the 5-6 hole. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. JT, if we can get the infield look, and there it is. So you can see the third baseman is in the 5-6 hole. Shortstop is normal. Second baseman a little bit over. And the first baseman, Vetrano, is normal. A 1-1 is swung on and missed strike two. Now, I say normal with quotations. I mean, straight up, I guess, is the other word I can say. In a non-shift area, I'd say he's in a quote-unquote normal area of first base. The 1-2. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Drew Jones goes down looking for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Karros, and we're going into the fourth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health.
Top of the fourth inning, Rawhide trail 1-0. Pimentel is back on the mound. By the way, that one run that was allowed by Pimentel was unearned because Dylan Campbell, who scored, reached on a fielding error by Jose Fernandez. So thought that error be a 0-0 ball game. But right now, Randon Cone bats from the right side. He swings the first pitch, hard ground ball. Fernandez tries to backhand it, and he's unable to do so. Was a hard hit ball, but right at him. I would think it'd be an error, but we'll see. And it is an error on the third baseman, Fernandez, his second error of the day. Leadoff man on.
Simon Reed
batting from the left side. He walked in his first at bat. Infield at double play, depth pickoff attempt at first, and he's back safely standing up. Here's the pitch. Strike at the knees. Reed walked in his last at-bat. Pimentel has walked four batters today. 0-1, low and in. And those four walks today is a new season high for him, and it ties his career high. And the pitch is a strike at the letters. One ball, two strikes. Pimentel checks the runner, checks him again and kicks. Outside, ball two. Mentioned how it is a Toros Thursday. It's also a dress-up day. Every single Thursday we have a dress-up theme thanks to Party Works. Today was your sports team attire. The pitch is fouled off towards the Rawhide dugout on the third base side, where attire of your favorite professional sports team, and you'll receive a $5 ticket for the Cahuilla Health Grandstands thanks to Party Works. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. Outside ball three, full count. Drancone, the runner on first, has three stolen bases in five attempts this year. Payoff pitch, runners off, and the pitch is high. Ball four. Reed has now walked twice today, and that is the fifth walk given up by Pimentel this evening. Runners on first and second, nobody out. Rawhide still trailed by one. Sam Mongelli bats from the right side. He popped out to the pitcher, Pimentel, on his first at-bat. First pitch, popped up, foul territory, third base side behind the plate. Castillo gives chase, but it lands in the third row of the grandstands. Oh, 1 count. Oh, 1, low and outside. One from Pimentel. Line drive, deep left center field. Rojas goes back, makes the catch over his shoulder in front of the video board. Gets it in quickly as Doncon retreats back to second. And Reed back to first, one down. Top of the order, Wilman Diaz at the plate. He has struck out and flied out to center. The Quakes, one run, two hits. They've committed an error. The Rawhide, no runs, two hits. They've committed two errors today. The runner on second, Doncon, reached on an error. And on first, Reed, he walked. Five walks given up by Pimentel. The pitch is swung on and missed by Diaz. Oh, 1. Strike. Count is 0-2. Diaz batting 344 this season. He has 6 home runs and 13 RBI. Oh, 2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Diaz strikes out for the second out of the inning. He struck out twice today. Another one brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Two down, runners on first and second. At the plate is Dylan Campbell. He has hit a ground ball to third and also has flied out to left. Here's the pitch. Little low, ball one. One oh, outside. And someone is now going to start getting warm in the pen for the Rawhide. Very slowly starting to get ready. 2-0. Strike on the outside corner. Right-handed pitcher starting to get up and throw. I want to say it's Gunnar Groon. Too many signs in the way for me to confirm. No, they look like 31. Definitely his leg kick, too. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Gunnar Groom kind of has his front leg fairly straight as he delivers the ball, so it's been a little easy for me to recognize when he's starting to throw in the pen. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and 2 runners on. The pitch. Slow ground ball, third base side, but it rolls foul. 1-0 lead for the Quakes. Pimentel, despite giving up 2 hits, he's had to deal with a lot of base runners on. It's because of the 5 walks that he's allowed today. Also, 2 errors. Two-two. Ground ball back up the middle. Hits off the glove of Pimentel. He has plenty of time to adjust. He tosses to first. And it's in time to end the inning. Pimentel gets out of it. The Quakes lead 1-0. We're going into the bottom of the fourth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Bottom half of the fourth inning. For Los Toros, first baseman, Gavin Contesolo.
Bottom of the fourth, Rawhide Trail 1-0. Gavin Contesolo, he's at the plate, batting from the left side. And Jared Karros is back on the mound for his fourth inning of work. Here's the pitch. It misses inside, almost hits Contesolo, but he's able to scoot out of the way. Karros has allowed two hits, no runs today. He has walked two batters while striking out two. The pitch is swung on, ground ball through into center field. Make it three hits on the day for Karros. All three hits have started out the inning. But Rawhide have not been able to capitalize on leadoff base hit so far. Nobody out, runner on first for Kevin Sim, batting from the right side.
Second baseman, Kevin Sim.
Sim grounds into a 6-4-3 double play. That was in the first inning that ended the inning. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball. One hopper to the third baseman. Doncon flips to second. On to first. Another double play. This time, 5-4-3. Jose Fernandez steps to the plate. He singled into left in his first at-bat, but then was picked off at first. And after looking at the replay, despite D. Gardner arguing with Alex Shears, he was, in fact, out at first on the pickoff attempt. However, there was a call later in the game that was a missed call. The pitch is a strike. Remember, Luis, the shortstop, sliding into second, trying to get Galiz out at second to end the inning. He was called out, but looking at the replay, it was a missed call. He definitely was safe. The pitch was swung on and missed strike two. We were able to look at it over the last few innings. I know we did show it a few times on air. So, Shears is 1-for-2 today. 500 batting average. The 0-2 is muscled into right field. A base hit. High inside pitch. Fernandez drills it the opposite way. He's 2-for-2 today. Alvin Guzman comes to the plate. He's batting from the right. Two outs and a runner on first.
Right fielder, Alvin Guzman.
Guzman today, he's reached on an error by the shortstop. It was a throwing error on Mongelli. Fernandez. 2.5 step lead from first. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Fernandez will see how cautious he is after he was picked off in his last time on first. Guzman batting 234 this season. He missed about a month, a little less than a month of season. He was placed on the injured list. 0-1 is a strike at the letters, breaking ball. Guzman injured himself throwing a ball in from deep center field. It was a ball that he went back, tried to make the catch. It ends up hitting off of his glove. He probably could have made that catch. He's such a good center fielder, a good outfielder, but he ends up dropping it, and I think because of that, he was trying to overcompensate and throw the ball in as hard as he could, even though the Rawhide were down by 6-plus runs. And he hurt his elbow. The 0-2 misses outside ball one. First reports were that he heard a pop in his right elbow. For those of you who've been around baseball, that's never a good thing, but MRI came back with just a little bit of inflammation. He's been gone for about 3 to 4 weeks, and now he's back here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Another pickoff attempt at first, but Fernandez back safely diving. 1-2 count. Waiting on the 1-2. Here it is. Swing and a miss, strike three. Guzman strikes out to end the inning. Rawhide strand a runner on first, and they still trail by one. We're going into the top of the fifth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Tischer.
Breaks out for the first out of the fifth inning. Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in crust we trust. There's Groon's numbers. Striking out 18, well now 19, through 22 innings. Walking 15. First pitch to Vetrano, misses low ball one. Vetrano today has walked and also singled. He drove in the first and only run, not only for the Quakes, but of this game. 1-0 ball game, Quakes lead here in the top of the fifth inning. The pitch is fouled off out of play. We are now at over an hour into this ball game, an hour and 15 minutes, 7:47 local time in Visalia. Cooled off just a little bit as the sun is finally going down. Lights are on, and there is no more sunlight on the playing surface. We are at 100 degrees inside the booth, and it's 100 degrees outside, so it's even. It has cooled off nicely. And it looks like he needs a new batter. He's just adding some pine tar to his bat. Groon joined the Rawhide in May. 1-1. Misses low. He started the year in the Complex League, or in extended spring training, then joined the Rawhide, went back to the Complex League, and now he's back here with the Rawhide. 2-1. Popped up. Third base side, foul territory. Fernandez is giving chase, running out of room, but he makes the catch right near the camera weld by third base for the second out of the inning. two away. Nobody on for the designated hitter, Jesus Galiz. Galiz has singled and also struck out today. The pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Oh, 1. Fouled off out of play, first base side. Oh, 2. Fouled off out of play. Groon, 6'6". 220 pounds, 26 years old, originally from the United Kingdom, but moved to Connecticut when he was young, and he's been all over the place from what I remember him telling me. Born in the UK, moved to Connecticut, and then I think for high school, he went to Texas, did go to college at Pepperdine. 0-2. Ground ball up the middle. Luis ranges, can't get to it. Two out, base it into center field. And Luis Rodriguez will bat from the right side. Runner on first, two away. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike 1. Slight shift to the left in the infield. The pitch is fouled off, and that hit off of Castillo's right foot. 0-2 count, two away. Rodriguez today has struck out and also hit the ground ball to short. That was the play that Luis Rodriguez hit a ground ball to short with the bases loaded. And Luis, the shortstop, slid to second to get the final out. But Galiz did beat him there. It should have been a safe call. 0-2, high and in, ball 1. One, two, low, ball 2. Two, 2. Fouled off into the netting. Groon in the complex league was 2-0 with a 3.65 ERA. Pitched in 8 games out of the pen there. In his 12 innings, he struck out 11 while walking 4. And he did spend 1 week in Hillsboro. That was when the Hillsboro Hops went up to Vancouver, and some guys have passport or visa issues, so we have a lot of guys that go up there for the week, and some of their guys come down. The 2-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3. Rodriguez strikes out for the final out of the inning. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Groon. We're halfway through this one with the Rawhide trailing 1-0. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bally's Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Anderson Rojas leads it off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rojas flied out to left in his first at bat, takes a strike on the inside corner. Infield shifting to the right against Rojas. The pitch is inside. It is Karros back on the mound. He has thrown 4 scoreless innings, giving up 4 hits. He's walked 2. 1-1. Outside ball 2. If he can make it through this fifth, he'll be in line for the win. Karros has struck out 2 batters so far today. 2 balls and a strike. The pitch to Rojas. Ground ball to the second baseman. Diaz is there. The throw to first in plenty of time. 1 down. And Kenny Castillo now steps to the plate.
Del Valley is the catcher. Kenny Castillo.
Castillo is struck out today. The pitch. A little high, ball 1. Karros rocks back and delivers. Strike on the inside corner now, 1-1 count. Ball outside. Karros. This will be his 60th pitch of the day. Here it is. Popped up first base side, but it will reach the grandstands. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. And Castillo calls for time. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer or check RosaBrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Tapper in front of the mound. Pitcher Karros picks it up. The throw to first. In time, they got him. Really close play at first. Castillo really upset, but he is called out at first. Great play by Karros. It was between Karros and Reed, the catcher. It looked like both of them honestly got a hand on the ball. Look at it right here. Reed almost was about to touch it. Karros picked it up and fired it to first base for the out. Raquelman Cabral now bats from the left side. Really close play at first, too. We've had a lot of bang-bang plays today. The pitch misses low and in. On the replay, I couldn't tell. Safer out. 1-0 count, two down. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. Cabral flied out to deep center field in his first at bat. 1-1. Swung on and missed for strike two. It was a pitch low in the dirt. One, two to Cabral. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cabral strikes out two, ends the inning. One, two, three, inning of work for Caros. He's now in line for the win as we are through five. Rawhide trail by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Grimmin back on the mound for a second inning of work. The first pitch comes high and in to Ryan Doncon. It hits off his helmet, takes off the helmet. Hit by pitch. He did fall to the ground immediately, but he's sitting upright. He's seems to be okay. Might take him out just to be safe with concussion protocols. The athletic trainer, Akinori Maeda, out immediately to check on him. Here's the replay. Just completely missed. It looked like it hit his ear flap. A lot more teams now are having the ear flap come a little bit lower on the side that faces the pitcher. The Diamondbacks do that at every single level. And it looks like he'll stay in the game. So leadoff man is on for the Quakes. Runner on first. Nobody out as Simon Reed comes to the plate. They're still checking in on Doncon, but he says he's fine. It's the top of the sixth inning. The Quakes lead 1-0. Reed today has walked twice. That's why this ball game has been a little long for a one-run game. It's only 1-0, and this game is well over an hour and a half into it. The pitch misses high and in. Infield shifting to the right against Reed. They are at double play depth, and the pitch is popped up to center field. Drew Jones goes back, still goes back at the warning track, makes the catch just to the left of the batter's eye. By the way he was running, I could tell is probably going to stay in the yard, but it just kept on traveling. Now one down, runner on first.
Shortstop, Sam Mongelli.
Sam Mongelli steps to the plate. He's batting from the right side. Mongelli has popped out to the pitcher and also flat out to left. And I beg your pardon, I started a thought with the walks that I mentioned that Simon Reed walked twice. Five walks given up by Yosker Pimentel. Pickoff attempt at first. He's back safely diving. Those five walks are a big reason why we've had a rather long ball game here. It's 8:05 local time, so about an hour and a half into this game through five innings. The pitch is swung on and missed. Lefty is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. 0-1 count, one away. Pitch from Grun. Low. Ball one. One, one. Low ball two. Runner on first on Cone. Three stolen bases this season. 2-1 to Mongelli. Strike on the high outside corner. Mentioned that Grun did spend a week in Hillsboro. He threw a scoreless inning for the Hops. Last time that Grun pitched was last week against Lake Elsinore. The pitch misses outside. Gave up one hit through two-thirds of an inning, and he struck out a batter. Three balls, two strikes, one out. We'll see if Duncan takes off here. Grun sets. And a pickoff attempt is not in time. He's back safely, diving again. Payoff pitch, runner is off, and the pitch is high, ball four. Sixth walk given up by a Rawhide pitcher today. Runners on first and second, one down for Wilman Diaz. And Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, out to have another conversation. This time it's with Gunnar Grun.
Sean Team, full service real estate team, proudly serving the Valley and Central Coastal Heart. Sean Team, the community matters.
Every Rawhide Mound visit is presented by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. Warming in the pen for the Rawhide is Jake Fitzgibbons, lefty out of Tennessee, University of Tennessee. Originally from New Jersey, though. Again, he's warming in the pen right now for the Rawhide. Right now it is Gunnar Grun on the mound.
Second base one, Wilman Diaz.
All right, Diaz at the plate. He's 0-3. He has flied out to center, and he's also struck out twice. One down, runners on first and second. Pitch from Grun, swung on and missed. 83-mile-an-hour breaking ball. One. Low in the dirt. Nice stop by Castillo. He picked it. Backhand pick. And there is movement in the pen for the Quakes. Remember, Jared Carroll says thrown five innings. He's in line for the win. Looks like that'll be the day for him. The 1-1 misses ball two. No shift in the outfield. First baseman Condicello's down the first base line. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Then the second baseman Sim is a little bit closer to second, so there's a big gap in the infield on the right side. Actually, it's how it is on both sides. Both the middle infielders are shading up the middle, while Condicello and Fernandez are playing a little bit closer to the line. 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Diaz strikes out for the third time today. Third strikeout of the day for Gunnar Groon. Brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. It's located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. 2 down, runners on first and second as Dylan Campbell comes to the plate. Campbell has hit a ground ball to third. He's flied out to left, and he has grounded out to the pitcher. First pitch misses outside. The ground ball to third he did reach. That was the fielding error by Fernandez. And Campbell went on to score the first and only run of this game. 1-0 ball game, top of the sixth inning. And the pitch. A tapper. In front of the plate, it is Castillo who picks it up. The throw to first hits off of Campbell and goes down first base. Doncone scores 2-0. The Quakes lead now. So the throw was a little bit too close to Campbell. I think it hit off of Campbell and rolled down the first base line. So Doncone scores. Mongelli moves to third, and Campbell is safe at first. There will be an error on the play. They're going to give it a hit and then an error. And here comes Darren Gardner, the manager for the Rawhide. That'll be the day for Gunnar Groon. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs will be Jake Fitzgibbons on the mound for the Rawhide. He will inherit runners on the corners with two outs in a 2-0 ball game, top of the sixth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sunset Press Box on Valley Live.
30 years, make your home a fresh-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, bye-bye, Bugs. For Los Toros now, pitching number 13, Jake Fitzgibbons. Daddy Barrancho Cucamonga, right fielder Josue De Paula.
Jake Fitzgibbons, the southpaw, is on the mound. Facing Josue De Paula, a left-handed hitter. The pitch is a strike at the knees. The runner on third is Mongelli, and on first is Campbell. He reaches on a hit. They are giving him an infield single, a swinging bunt single. And then a throwing error on the catcher, Castillo, allowed Doncone to score. The pitch is swung on, lined, caught by Yancel Luis as he falls to the ground in shallow center field. A shallow flare able to leap up and make the catch to end the inning, but another run does score. 2-0, the Quakes lead. Going into the bottom of the sixth, you are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Luis.
New pitcher on the mound for the Quakes is Kelvin Ramirez, right-handed pitcher in relief for Caros. First pitch to Yancel Luis, misses high ball one. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rawhide trail 2-0. Both of the runs scored by the Quakes today are unearned to the Rawhide pitchers. So Caros in line for the win. He threw five scoreless innings. The pitch to Luis swung on and missed. And now Kelvin Ramirez is in the game. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs the 1-1, fouled off his front foot. Two nothing ball game. Both teams have four hits. The Rawhide, though, have committed three errors, while the Quakes have committed one. The pitch is swung on, shallow flare. Second baseman Diaz goes out and makes the basket catch over the shoulder for the first out of the inning. Drew Jones steps to the plate, batting from the right side. Jones today has walked and also struck out. The pitch comes high and in. Give you the final pitching line for Jared Caros. Five scoreless innings, four hits. He walked two while striking out four. The pitch is a strike to Jones. One, one. Outside, ball two. Two, one. Slow ground ball. First baseman Ventrano has it. Flips to Ramirez at first, just in time to retire Jones. Two away. And now Gavin Conticello comes to the plate, batting from the left side.
First base runner, Gavin Conticello.
Condicello today has walked and singled. Pitch from Ramirez. Foul tipped into the glove. And the catcher, Reed, does hold on to it. 0-1 count. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. Ramirez, 3-2 this year, a 4.76 ERA. This is his 31st appearance out of the bullpen. Condicello called for time. We're ready for the 0-2 now. And the pitch. Outside, ball one. In 46 innings, Ramirez has struck out 46. And then he's walked 26. One, two. Low and in. Opponents are batting 249 against Ramirez this season. 2-2. Foul tipped, he stays alive. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Ramirez delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. It's in the dirt. Reed picks it up, throws to first to complete the strikeout. That's a 1-2-3 inning of relief for Ramirez. The Rawhide still trail by two, and it'll be Fitzgibbons back on the mound. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Top of the seventh inning, the Quakes lead 2-0. Joe Vetrano, Jesus Galiz, and Luis Rodriguez due up for the Quakes. Fitzgibbons delivers, and it's fouled off. Fitzgibbons did face Josue De Paula and induced a line out to end the sixth inning. Fitzgibbons came in relief for Grun. Grun threw an inning and two-thirds, gave up two hits, one run, but it was not earned as the pitch misses high. He walked a batter while striking out three. Both runs for the Quakes today are unearned to the Rawhide pitching staff. 1-1. Strike on the low outside corner. Count is 1-2. Fitzgibbons, one of the newer additions to the Rawhide staff. He joined the Rawhide last week in Lake Elsinore. He threw in two games there. No wins or losses, but has an 11.57 ERA. It's with a very small sample size. Remember, just two appearances during 2 1/3 innings. The pitch is fouled off. Giving up three runs off of three hits. One of those hits is a home run. Walking three, striking out three. Infield shading to the right against Ventrano. One, two, popped up into left field. Rojas calling everyone off and makes the catch for the first out of the inning.
Stopping to the plate will be the designated hitter, Jesus Galiz.
Galiz now steps to the plate. He's 2 for 3 today. Has half of the hits for the Quakes. The Quakes have 4 hits. Galiz has 2 of them. Campbell has 1. And Vetrano, who was just retired, has 1. First pitch is outside, ball 1. So Fitzgibbons, a southpaw, originally from Glen Ridge, New Jersey, drafted in the 14th round this year by the D-backs out of Tennessee. The 1-0 swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. And this is not the first southpaw from Tennessee that the Rawhide have had on the roster. Will Mabry, who was with the Rawhide for opening day. It's a southpaw drafted out of Tennessee last year by the Diamondbacks. The pitch is swung on and missed. Breaking ball from Fitzgibbons, who's making his Valley Strong ballpark debut. Mabry now in Double-A with Amarillo. Speaking of former Rawhide players, Jordan Lawler this week got called up to Triple-A, and in Jordan Lawler fashion, in his first at-bat as a member of the Reno Aces, he hit a home run, much like his first at-bat here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The 1-2, cold strike 3 at the knees. Galiz strikes out looking for the second out of the inning. A big strikeout for Fitzgibbons. First one here at Valley Strong Ballpark, brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in crust, we trust. Luis Rodriguez bats from the right side, infield shading to the left, and the pitch comes inside for ball 1. Had a chance to speak with some people from MLB Pipeline about Jordan Lawler and just frankly how special of a baseball player he is. The 1-0 misses high, ball 2, and what I said was how he hit a home run in Reno in his first at-bat. His first at-bat here as a member of the Rawhide was also a home run over the left center field wall, and it wasn't just his first hit as a member of the Rawhide. It was his first professional hit. The 2-0 misses low. That was last year, opening day 2022. And Jordan Lawler, he's just one of those guys where whenever he does get called up to the major leagues with the Diamondbacks, he is going to probably hit a home run for his first at bat, or it's going to be like a walk-off base hit, something like that. Pitch misses low and in for ball 4. Luis Rodriguez draws a 4-pitch walk. He's the runner on first with 2 away as Ryan Doncon comes to the plate. Fitzgibbons is listed as 5'11", 175 pounds. 21 years old. He did pitch in the Complex League before coming here, as the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. I win. 0-1. Fouled off first base side. The runner on first, Rodriguez, has 6 stolen bases through 8 attempts. O-2, runners off for second. The pitch is low in the dirt, gets by Castillo. Rodriguez steals his 7th base of the year. Fitzgibbons threw in 2 games in the Complex League. He was 0-1 with a 5.40 ERA. One run and just an inning and two-thirds off of four hits. Runner takes off for third. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, a nasty breaking ball from Fitzgibbons. Sits down Doncone. And we are going into the bottom of the seventh with the Quakes leading 2-0. Stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Kevin Sim leads it off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch from Ramirez misses in ball one. Ramirez threw a perfect inning in the sixth. Rawhide trail 2-0. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Kevin has hit a ground ball to short and a ground ball to third. Both of them resulted in double plays. The pitch misses low ball two. Not possible here. Although, I don't know how many people are going to be able to relate to this story. Here's the 2-1. It's fouled off. So, I don't know how many of you have watched The Fairly Odd Parents. I can't even remember the main character's name. Is it like Timothy? I don't know, but there's this kid. It's a cartoon on Nickelodeon. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball to the shortstop. The shortstop, Mongelli has it. The throw to first is in time for the first out of the inning. So whoever the main character is, there's a baseball scene. Oh, no, it wasn't Timothy. It was his friend, the blonde friend, who wears braces. And he's not good at baseball, and he's considered the worst player on the team and just has really bad luck. And in the game, he fouls the ball. Again, this is a cartoon. And it hits off his braces. Here's the pitch to Fernandez. It's a strike. And it makes the ball, like, splinter into 27 different pieces of a baseball. And then the catcher catches it. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. And in the cartoon, that's the end of the ball game because it's considered 27 outs because he caught 27 pieces of the ball. So, I don't know. I think the heat's getting to me. And the fact that I thought of that show for the first time in I don't know how many years, talking about double plays as the pitch misses low. Oh, man, it must be August. One ball, two strikes, one down. Ramirez is on the mound. And the pitch to Fernandez is a little low, ball two. where I was going with that story was I was trying to say that it's impossible for Kevin Sim to ground into a double play. The pitch is swung on, a flare into shallow right field, lands over the head of Diaz in front of the right fielder DePaula for a hit. Fernandez now has three hits today. He's 3-for-3. So I was trying to say that Sim, not possible to ground into a double play unless, of course, he somehow splintered the ball into two different pieces and then the catcher Reed makes the catch for two outs. But again, that's not possible in the real world, only in the Fairly Odd Parents world. One down, runner on first. My mom just texted me, quit while you're behind. The pitch to Alvin Guzman is swung on and missed, strike one. All right, back to baseball. It's 100 degrees in this booth, man. It's hot. It's August. 2-0 ball game, bottom of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off towards the Quakes dugout on the first base side. Alvin Guzman has hit a ground ball to short today, and he's also struck out swinging. Ramirez, glove at the belt. 0-2 is fouled off. Pickoff attempt at first. Fernandez back safely diving. Oh, 2. Low in the dirt for ball one. Take a look at the scores in the California League. Lake Elsinore leads Inland Empire 8-4 there in the ninth inning. Modesto leading Fresno 10-0 in the bottom of the fifth. And Modesto right now has the bases loaded. 1-2 to Guzman is fouled off again. And San Jose leads Stockton 5-0 in the top of the seventh inning. One, two. Sounded like a broken bat flare. Shallow left field lands for a base hit. Two almost identical hits for the Rawhide. Shallow flares into right and left field. Fernandez is on second. Guzman is on first.
Now batting for Los Toros.
Anderson Rojas will now bat from the left side. One down. Rojas today has flied out to left. He's also grounded out to second. But before Rojas comes to the plate, they will have a meeting on the mound. The Planning Mill is a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. Visit the mill for award-winning artisan pizzas, farm fresh salads, gourmet sandwiches, and 21 craft beers on tap. Located here in downtown Visalia. For more information, visit planningmillpizza.com. There is a lefty warming in the pen for the Quakes. I think I saw number 18. That is a lefty, Garrett McDaniels. Remember, they are a man short in the bullpen because of Doolin's 10-game suspension. That's a pretty hefty suspension. I mean, we got 30 games left in the season. He's missing quite a few left. All right, we are ready for Rojas. He's batting from the left side. Runner on second, Fernandez. On first is Guzman. Both of them have some speed. So does Rojas. The pitch. A little low, ball one. Rawhide trailed by two in the bottom of the seventh inning. Deep fly ball, right center field, heading for the barn. It's off the barn. Here comes Fernandez. They're holding Guzman at third. And it's a one-run game. The ball gets away from the catcher, but Guzman stays there at third. Anderson Rojas. An RBI double off the barn in right center field. One-run game. Tying run 90 feet away. Go-ahead run. 180 feet away on second. Rawhide finally on the board here in the bottom of the seventh. Kenny Castillo bats from the right side. Infield comes in, their toes on the infield grass. The pitch. A strike at the belt. Rawhide, seven hits today, only one run to show for it, but two runners in scoring position. Castillo has struck out and grounded out to the pitcher today. It was a swinging bunt. 0-1. Swung on and missed. It was low in the dirt for an 0-2. Would have been ball one, but it was swung on and missed, so an 0-2 count. On deck is Raquelman Cabral, the designated hitter. O-2, breaking ball, it's high. One, two. Popped up, shallow right field. The right fielder, DePaula, coming in, and he makes the catch. No, he doesn't. He drops it. Guzman scores the tying run. Castillo heads for second. He's out there. Rojas trying to score, and he's out at the plate. Chaos at Valley Strong Ballpark. Somehow, DePaula misses the ball, and they get two outs still to end the inning. But the Rawhide do tie up the ball game. It's a 2-2 ball game as we go into the eighth inning. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Your price of Budweiser would like to remind you to drink, don't drive, design to ride, responsibility has its reward. Twice to be a responsible fan and design to ride. Open up those lucky number scorecards. Here we go. One more time. Little Pizza Place, 13037. Centino's Barbershop, 12993. Central Valley Dental Implant, 12857. Tickets Murder, 12843. Hummus Republic, 13042. Don Taco, 12848. A.W. Restaurants, 12860. Tillery Meat Locker, 12984. Howie Roll Ice Cream, 12992. And the Snow Shack, 13062. You have these winning numbers on your looking at the scorecard. All you got to do is head on over to the Ballast Cover Team Store to claim your prize. Simon Reed.
We have a tied ball game, 2-2. Top of the eighth inning, the pitch is swung on and fouled off by Simon Reed. Let's go through that last play. So it hit off the glove of DePaula. A run scores because of it. Then the second baseman throws to, actually, I think the third baseman. No, I beg your pardon, to the shortstop, Mongelli, who then threw to home to get the out. It's a 1-1 count right now to Reed. I'm sorry, I'm going to go through that again. So it was to the shortstop, Mongelli. Mongelli stood up and threw home to get Rojas out there. The pitch misses, so it will be an error and then a double play. Run scores on the error. You have to appreciate Castillo trying to make it to second. The pitch is a strike at the letters. And, of course, you appreciate Rojas trying to score the go-ahead run when the throw goes to second, but he was out by a few steps. Don't want to take anything away from Rojas because he's the reason the Rawhide scored the first run anyways. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Simon Reed strikes out swinging for the first out of the inning.
Now batting for Rancho, shortstop San Mongelli.
San Mongelli. He bats from the right side. He swings and misses at the first pitch. Fitzgibbons is still on the mound for the Rawhide. You can see his numbers there. Again, very small sample size. This is just his third appearance for the Rawhide. First time pitching at home here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The 0-1 is swung on and missed. Strike two. Mongelli calls for time. The pitch is high, ball one. Sorry, I was just making sure my book was all correct after, again, the chaos that ensued in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Fernandez did score off of an RBI double by Rojas. That made it a 2-1 ball game. Guzman then scored on the error by DePaula. Rojas trying to score on the error, and he was out to end the inning. Pitch misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. Tied up at two in the top of the eighth inning. Number nine batter Mongelli at the plate. And the pitch is low and in for ball three. Right-handed pitcher up warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Three balls, two strikes, one away. And the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Three consecutive strikeouts now for Fitzgibbons.
Second baseman, Wilman Diaz.
The pitch is a strike on the outside corner at the top of the order. There's another strike at the knees. 0-2 count. Another breaking ball from Fitzgibbons. Fouled off. O2 to Diaz, high and out, ball one. One ball, two strikes. The southpaw delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. He strikes out the side in the top of the eighth inning to keep it a tied ball game. Best outing I've seen from Fitzgibbons this season, and he does it in a tied ball game. And his first appearance at Valley Strong Ballpark. Tied up at two into the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Yeah. club tickets. All ticket proceeds go to Benefit Walk and Alzheimer's. First pitch, Sunday, 12:05.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar.
First pitch to Raquelman Cabral is a cold strike on the outside corner. The pitch just missed his low. Southpaw on the mound for the Quakes, and the pitch misses low. It is Garrett McDaniels in relief for Kelvin Ramirez. Called to the bullpen, as always, brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. 2-1, high and out. Hitters count now for Cabral, who's a switch hitter batting from the right side. Ramirez. Pitch two innings for the Quakes, giving up three hits, two runs. Only one of them should be earned. Did not walk anyone, and he struck out one batter. 3-2 is low ball four. Cabral draws a leadoff walk to start off the bottom of the eighth inning.
Now batting is a shortstop, Johnson Lewis.
Tied up at two. Runner on first is Cabral. At the plate is Lewis. Swings the first pitch. It's a slow ground ball to the second baseman. Flips to second. On to first. In time for a 4-6-3 double play. That is the third double play turned by the Quakes infield. Base is clear. Two away for Drew Jones.
Center fielder Drew Jones.
Jones 0-for-2 with the walk today. Takes ball one high. Pitch McDaniels is outside. McDaniels, 6'2", left-handed pitcher, 180 pounds. Signed as an undrafted free agent last year. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. Originally from Marion, South Carolina. McDaniels in his seventh appearance out of the pen for the Quakes. Does have a 6 ERA, 4 earned runs off of 6 hits in 6 innings. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs now to Jones as he calls for time. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jones strikes out, swinging to end the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for McDaniels as we go into the ninth, tied up at two. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Pitcher, please, for the Toros. Now pitching number 33, Kyle Amet. Top of the ninth inning, the batter, center fielder, Dylan Campbell.
First pitch, Dylan Campbell misses outside, ball one. It is the top of the ninth inning, tied ball game 2-2. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Kyle Amet is the new pitcher on the mound in relief for Fitzgibbons. Called to the bullpen, brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. 1-1. Inside, ball two. Two, one from the righty. There's a fastball. Strike on the low outside corner. Campbell calls for time. Quakes looking for at least one run here. Two runs off of four hits and three Rawhide errors. The two runs that have scored are unearned. The pitch. A ground ball up the middle. Slow ground ball. Luis has it. Hurries up the throw. The throw to first is in time. Condicello with a nice stretch for the first out of the inning. Luis knew he had to hurry, got rid of it quickly, as we look at the numbers for Kyle Amet right there. Josue de Paula bats from the left side. Amet, in his last appearance, earned his first professional save. I am going to get him a little game ball to commemorate that. So you're Kyle's friends and family. You'll be seeing a picture of that ball tomorrow, hopefully. We'll get that done for him. First pitch to de Paula, misses inside, and Amet in his third appearance out of the pen, two scoreless innings so far. Does have one save. No hits. He has walked three while striking out four. The pitch is a little outside, ball two. Josue de Paula has walked twice. Andy has struck out today. He's also lined out to short. 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. And the pitch, high, ball two. 2-2. Popped up. Left field side. But it's foul and out of play. Hits the light post out there. Amet is the fourth pitcher of the day for the Rawhide. In relief for Fitzgibbons. Fitzgibbons threw 2 1/3 scoreless innings. Like I said, that's the best I have seen him pitch for the Rawhide. No hits, no runs. Did walk one, and he struck out five. The 2-2 high. Excuse me. It was a 3-2, so it was a full count. And Apollo reaches on a one-out walk. He represents the go-ahead run on first. He has some speed, 11 stolen bases in 13 attempts as the cleanup batter, Joe Ventrano, bats from the left side. Ventrano has driven in a run today with an RBI single to left. He's walked as the pitch misses low. Also has popped out to third and flied out to left field. Nine o'clock on the dot here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Just about 2.5 hours into the ball game. Top of the ninth, tied up at two. The pitch. Strike at the letters. One count, one down. And the pitch. Breaking ball. 1-2 count. Infield shading to the right. Double play depth. Left fielder Rojas playing a little bit deep. So is the right fielder Guzman. 1-2. Tries to check his swing on a pitch low in the dirt. He does go around for strike three. A big strikeout for Amet and the Rawhide. Two away now with a runner on first. Jesus Galiz, the designated hitter, bats from the right side. First pitch, little outside, ball one. Galiz today does have two hits today. He has two of the four hits, both of them singles into center field. Two times he's been retired, he struck out. 1-0, swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. Amet out of Dallas Baptist, drafted in the ninth round this year. Runner takes off. The pitch is high. The throw to second is not caught by Kevin Sim. Looked like he had it in his glove, and it just popped out as he tried to tag DePaula. Not in time. That is the 12th stolen base of the year for DePaula and puts him in scoring position. Really close play. I think he might have been called out if Sim held on to it. It was not a bad pitch for Castillo to throw on. It was a little high, but an off-speed pitch. Potential go-ahead run in scoring position. 2-1 count, two down. Glove at the belt. He kicks. Breaking ball high again, 3-1. 75-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Looked like a curve that just ended up too high, didn't curve down. Three, one. Big swing and miss. Count is full with two outs. And time is called by Galiz. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Galiz strikes out to end the inning. The Quakes strand the go-ahead run on second, and we're going into the bottom of the ninth, tied up at two. Rawhide looked to walk it off. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Let's make some noise.
Yoda. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Rawhide need one run to win this game. We are tied up at two. McDaniels, the southpaw, is back on the mound. First pitch to Gavin Condicello comes high and in, almost hits him. He's able to duck out of the way. And the pitch misses low. The pitch is swung on and missed. 2-1 count now. Foul tipped into the glove. Two-two. Outside ball three, full count now. Condicello yesterday drove in all three runs for the Rawhide. Here he's looking to drive in the winning run, or at least get on board. The 3-2 swung on and missed strike three. Condicello strikes out for the first out of the ninth inning. One down. Nobody on for Kevin Sim. The pitch to Sim is high, ball one. High ball two. McDaniels, he has given up a walk today, but no hits, no runs. 2-2 ball game in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch to Sim. High ball three. Three oh count. Here's the pitch. Strike at the knees. 3-1, still a hitter's count for Sim. Well hit ball towards right center field. Center fielder Campbell goes back. He can't get to it. It one hops the barn. Sim heading for second. He reaches, and the winning run is in scoring position. Sim with his first hit of the day. And Jose Fernandez comes to the plate. He has three hits today for the Rawhide, 3 for 3. Winning run on second for the Rawhide. McDaniel sets. Pitch to Fernandez is low for ball one. Fernandez today, a single to left and two singles to right. Fernandez did score the first run of the game for the Rawhide. Swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. Outfield playing a little shallow. 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. This is the first time Fernandez is facing McDaniels. Low, two balls, two strikes, gets by the catcher for a split second, but Kevin Sim stays at second. The catcher, Reed, it was right, honestly, in between the legs of the home plate umpire. I don't think Sim should be going on that unless he saw it perfectly, and that's a really tough angle. You saw that on the replay. That's what Kevin Sim is seeing. You can't see from that angle that immediately Reed missed the ball. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Pitch to Fernandez. Low in the dirt. Nice stop again by Reed. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Winning run is Sim on second. Fernandez looking for his fourth hit of the day. Payoff pitch. Slow ground ball, but it is fouled off Fernandez's front foot. We'll do the 3-2 again. The series is tied up at one. Quakes took game one. Rawhide took game two. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Payoff pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Hits off the glove of the pitcher. Goes to the shortstop. The throw to first is in time for the second out of the inning. A 1-6-3 singular play for one out. Well hit ball. Hit off the glove of McDaniels. And a really lucky bounce to the shortstop. Winning run, 90 feet away. And Alvin Guzman steps to the plate, but first, they are going to go to the bullpen, I think. Shoemaker now says, yes, they are going to the bullpen. This call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. He inherits a runner on third with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade.
If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Alvin Guzman at the plate for the Rawhide. Two outs. Winning run on third in the bottom of the ninth inning. The new pitcher in relief for McDaniels is Reynaldo Guillen. Right-handed pitcher in relief for the Southpaw. The pitch is fouled off by Guzman. He's right on it, but that is a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, according to our radar gun here. Our radar gun tends to be 1 or 2 miles an hour slow. Infield back with two outs. 0-1. There's a strike. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Guzman. Well hit ball towards center field. Campbell is going back, still going back. He reaches up. He can't get to it. It's off the wall. And the Rawhide win. Alvin Guzman walks it off in the bottom of the ninth to defeat the Quakes 3-2. That win was brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places.
Thank you.
takes a Toyota post-game interview. Let's send it down to Rawhide broadcaster Jill Garrett. Who's the next player of the game?
Thank you, Brian. I'm here with Alvin Guzman and Tyler Mark translating today, and Dee making a nice special appearance. Hey, Dee. Alvin Guzman, first series back since you were on the injured list. How does it feel? How does it feel to have your first walk-off win in here after being on the injured list?
Me sentí muy bien, gracias a Dios. Fui con toda la confianza del mundo, con solo picheo para.
I felt good and I was just looking for one pitch to end the game and I got it and I got the job done.
What was your thought process seeing someone come in who's throwing 99, 100 miles an hour in a pitching change?
¿Qué fue tu pensamiento cuando tú lo viste tirando 100 millas y qué tú querías hacer con la pelota?
No, tratar de dejar llegar la bola y hacer un contacto para que salga lo que salga.
I stayed within myself. I knew he was going to provide all the velo and I just wanted to get it done to win the game for my team.
Tyler, Alvin, thank you so much. Felicidades. That win is brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places.
Good people, good times, great beer is what it's always been about. Coming together as a community, having a good time, finding some common ground, and doing that over a good beer. It's more than just the beer itself, it's all the people behind it.
Take your ticket to Lights Game to Barrel House Brewing Company, downtown, the Two Danger Lights Game. Get 10% off your draft beer. Barrel House Brewing, good people, good times, great beer. Take a peek at the back of your ticket for a special offer like the one from Eagle Mountain Casino. New members get $20 bonus cash at Eagle Mountain Casino when they join the Legacy Rewards Club. Eagle Mountain Casino, still the people's casino, must be 21 years of age to enter the casino.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
I live at Valley Shaw Ballpark tonight. Visit the Ballast Comfort team store. Thanks to Ballast Comfort, a leading AC, heating, plumbing, and energy efficiency company. Thursday, brought to you by Radio Lacer 100.5 and Lacer Media. Also thanks to Estrella Jalisco and Bueno Beverage Company. Born in Mexico, brewed in California. Our Toros Thursday is open thanks to Modelo and Valley Wine Beverage. Crisp, clean, and refreshing, brewed for those with a pioneering spirit. Thursday dress-up theme thanks to Party Works, Nearby City Party Store for party supplies, decorations, Halloween costumes, and a whole bunch more. Follow them on social media for all your Party Works dress-up themes. Tomorrow is Family Four Pack Friday. Thanks to Chevron and Valley Pacific Petroleum. Get four tickets, four hot dogs, four drinks. All for only $44 by claiming a Four Pack Friday voucher at local Chevron gas station. To claim your Four Pack Friday deal, join your Chevron or Valley Pacific card to ticket office or visit one of the 18 Chevron and Valley Pacific locations. Get your Four Pack Friday voucher. Beginning at 5 o'clock, Central California Blood Center tomorrow will be on site. Buy three grandstand tickets. That will include the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club access. Anyone who donates blood in honor of Mike Taylor, late member of the Rawhide family. Central California Blood Center together. Life flows from here.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health. Uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Tomorrow, the first 250 fans in attendance get a Dodgeball-inspired Rawhide replica jersey. Thanks for bringing to Coors Light. Coors Light keeping Rawhide fans chilled. Tickets are scheduled all at upcoming promotions. Visit BuyCigarRawhide.com. Everything Rawhide, give us a like and follow on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheRawhide. Join us tomorrow night as our six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes continues. The gates will open at 5:30. First pitch will be at 6:30. For the Toros de Mycenia, the Mycenia Rawhide, have a good night. Drive home safely. Good night, everyone.
good.
Are you just here for the day?
No, for the till Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was so cool being a Rawhide fan at the store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was so cool. So I bought my cowbell. Do you think it like pissed everybody off if I like clanking it to a place?
I think it confused me. Yeah. I'm sure no one would.
Yeah. Are you gonna be doing anything in fall?
I'm moving to Arizona in hopes for it. I don't have anything set in stone, but
yeah.
I'm moving to Arizona September
8th. Oh, good for you. Yeah, I got the schedule. It's like, holy crap, it's always going to fall ball again.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm hoping. The thing was last year, they were specifically looking for people who are based in Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And so they did like bring me out one time, but they don't want to pay for that for a lot. So
yeah.
I'm like, I need something new. I need a change of pace.
What city? Phoenix or Castro? That's a little expensive over there, but.
Well,
no. I just wanted to mention my family medical problem.
Yeah.
My wife passed away a month ago.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think of that. And so, it was kind of tough, but, you know, this life, it just, you know, continues on. So, what can you do? So, and then all of a sudden, the end of the season's coming up. So, what the heck? Yeah, it was, I looked at the schedule and I was like, holy crap, I gotta book some tickets to make this thing happen, so.
Yeah.
But, I think I'm the only Braves fan here, you know.
I'm a Dodger fan.
Yeah.
I'm usually some other season
ticket holders
come
up
on the weekend.
Yeah. And I know the priest lady went from here down to there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, no question. No question. Yeah, the food is chip on coming. So.
Coming down!
Anyway, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
I'll be waving.
Please
and
do.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made the trip.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry it's a little warm for you.
Well, I went from 100 to 106, so I'm not sure how I can, you know.